When Robert Kraft bought the Patriots in 1994, he took over a team with five straight losing seasons with 10 starting quarterbacks in that time. But the cupboard wasn't bare. In 1993, the Patriots had drafted Drew Bledsoe with the first overall pick. He would quickly become the face of the franchise, and with his missile of an arm, Bledsoe went on to set passing records while leading his team to the playoffs in four of the Kraft's first five seasons.
You know, Drew really carried us right until the Belichick-Brady era.
The Patriots select Drew Bledsoe, quarterback, Washington State University.
The first game down in Miami when we're actually owner, even though we lost, you know, Drew Bledsoe went toe-to-toe with Dan Marino.
Two quarterbacks over 400 yards, nine touchdown passes. It all comes down to this, and the Dolphins make the play. Timpson, the intended receiver.
You know, I think we scored over 30 points. When you do that, you shouldn't lose. I think he threw for over 400 yards.
The Miami Dolphins, on the strength of Dan Marino's five touchdown passes and nearly 500 yards in the air, hold off the New England Patriots in an extraordinary battle, 39-35.
We knew we had something pretty darn good.
You know, we really grew up here. I got here, I was 21 years old, fresh out of college, single. When I left here, I was 30 years old, married with three kids. Still not sure I've grown up like Robert. I still feel like I'm just a little kid.
I remember that game in Minnesota, which I think is still an NFL record.
The Kevin Turner game.
45 completions and 70 passes.
Bledsoe back to throw. Looks, floats to the end zone. Touchdown, the Patriots win to Kevin Turner. Drew Bledsoe's third touchdown pass of the game in overtime to Kevin Turner. And the Patriots come back from a 20-0 deficit to beat the Minnesota Vikings in overtime. The Patriots players are mobbing Kevin Turner. They're mobbing Drew Bledsoe. What a performance by the second-year quarterback this afternoon.
And that was the game that put us on that seven-game win streak. That was 94. Yeah, we went to the playoffs. I think of 96 in fog.
Heavy fog has engulfed this stadium, but all the weather forecasters pretty much say that this fog should dissipate by game time.
A capacity crowd, better than 60,000, turning out in Foxborough, still immersed in fog, although it shows signs of lifting.
This scene right here is very reminiscent to the 1988 Fog Bowl game, the playoff game between the Chicago Bears and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Drew threw that amazing pass to Terry Glenn.
And I don't know how he saw that one.
The Patriots come out with Byers on the left wing, Martin the lone setback. Coates is flexed off a couple of yards right. In motion to the right, now back to the left comes Byers. Play action fake by Bledsoe on first down, going long and deep. Down the right sideline, caught. Terry Glenn inside the 10 to the 5, to the 2. First and goal to go, Patriots. Oh, Bledsoe.
We couldn't see it. We couldn't see it, but it was... Think how cool it is for our fans and for our family to be here and host that.
Bledsoe had led his team all the way to Super Bowl 31, a loss against the Packers. The quarterback's toughness was on full display in 1998. Bledsoe threw two game-winning touchdowns in a seven-day span, all with a fractured finger.
Direct snap to Bledsoe. Here's the blitz. He looks. He fires. Caught. Touchdown. Touchdown, Patriots. To John Jefferson. Drew Bledsoe fires a 24-yard touchdown pass with 29 seconds left, and the Patriots take the lead. Bledsoe, play action fake, end zone, touchdown, Ben Coates, the Patriots win. How about Drew Bledsoe? How about Drew Bledsoe? Takes the Patriots 82 yards, wins on the game's final play. Does it again.
You know, my lasting memory is what he did for us in 01 when Tommy got hurt.
And it's third down and 8. Direct snap to Brady. Stands in the pocket. Pulls the trigger complete. Troy Brown at the 45. At the 50. At the 45 of Pittsburgh. Down to the Steeler 40 goes Troy Brown. And a first down bullet delivered by Tom Brady, and he's injured.
He's down.
And Drew Bledsoe has come onto the field. Drew Bledsoe, who left the team in week two with a chest injury and replaced then by Brady. And now Bledsoe with a walk to the far side of the field.
Well, if you have to go to your backup quarterback in a championship playoff game, Gino, it's not bad to have a backup quarterback as good as Drew Bledsoe.
There is Patriots owner Bob Kraft.
Well, what a tough spot for Drew Bledsoe.
The first play for Bledsoe in months. Back to throw, looking, fires to the right. It is caught down to the Pittsburgh 25-yard line and a 15-yard strike by Drew.
Bledsoe on the move now. Heading for the sideline and is whacked out of bounds by Chad Scott. And that's very much the same kind of play that Bledsoe was injured earlier in the season.
Defenders came up and shoved Bledsoe out of bounds on the far side of the field with no reason to do it.
Let's go back and listen to this hit on the sideline.
I was pretty fired up. That was a crazy time.
He came in with slapping the players with great enthusiasm right away. He's in a good frame of mind.
He came in and finished the game through the touchdown to Pat.
Bledsoe throwing corner of the end zone. Touchdown!
A crazy, crazy time, but getting the chance to come back and play in that situation, it was pretty cool.
Celebrations in the Patriots executive box, celebrations around Drew Bledsoe on the field.
And he finished the game, and it was pretty special.
The New England Patriots have come into Pittsburgh and done the unthinkable.
So the memory of his first game and his last game with us and how he represented the franchise is just very special, Brandon. To this day, he's a great friend.
One of the coolest things about Mr. Kraft is that the people that are with him now, they were with him when he bought the team. You know, I mean, he's got the same guy that still drives him around that he had when he bought the team. The success in every way that Robert Kraft has had, but the loyalty and the way that he treats people around him and within the organization is really, really cool.
Look, fellas, I am sick of this, okay? Every time we run a play on a goal line, it's a mental error and it's a walk-in touchdown. Every damn play in practice and last week in a preseason game. I can't stand much more of this. It's a joke.
It's no joke. For 43 years, he's been a sideline staple in the NFL. From a $25 a week assistant for the Baltimore Colts in 1975, to the defensive brains behind the New York Giants' two Super Bowl wins, to the architect of five more titles in New England, Bill Belichick has elevated the Patriots franchise to the top of the sports world and cemented his spot as the best coach in football history.
We got beat up pretty bad by your brethren when we kept holding out for them. And then when we brought him here, we got calls from the NFL office and people in other teams telling us what a mistake. And I shouldn't hold out for him, and I shouldn't wait. But sometimes in life, you know, you go with your instincts and you know what's right for you. Most people are always worried what other people think. And in the end, in the big decisions you got to do, no one knows what's right for the other person. You go home at night and you're by yourself and you know what's right for you. You try to be respectful of everyone, but it's good to go with your gut.
Robert Kraft's instinct told him there was something special about Belichick. He worked as an assistant under head coach Bill Parcells during the 1996 season, and he made a big impression on Jonathan Kraft.
There were a lot of coaches that we talked to, a number of whom made pretty good impressions, but when Bill Belichick was here with Bill Parcells, and literally almost from the day that Bill Belichick went with Bill Parcells to New York, Robert would say all the time, he's like, you know, just Belichick gets it.
That wasn't a unanimous opinion. Art Modell had fired Belichick after five mediocre seasons in charge of the Cleveland Browns. And as Peter King remembers, Modell advised Robert Kraft to stay away.
He told him in the year 2000, he sent him tapes of Bill Belichick in his press conferences. And Kraft watched him and he goes, oh my God, because Kraft wanted to hire Belichick as his head coach. But Art Modell told him at the time, it'll be the biggest mistake of your life if you hire him. Because look, he didn't win in Cleveland. He only had one winning season out of five. And I think the world thought that Bill Belichick should be a defensive coordinator, which was not unreasonable at the time. But right. Kraft had a thing about having had Belichick on the Patriots staff with Parcells for 1 year. And he said he was just really impressed with him. And he thought one day that if I do get an opportunity, I'm going to move heaven and earth to try to hire him.
Turns out moving heaven and earth may have been an easier job. After three increasingly disappointing seasons with Pete Carroll in charge, the Krafts decided to make a coaching change after the 1999 season. Belichick had spent the last 3 years as the top assistant to Parcells with the Jets. He was the guy the Krafts wanted, but his contract called for him to take over as head coach after Parcells, who, not so coincidentally, retired on the same day the Patriots fired Carroll. The Jets denied the Pats' request to interview Belichick for the job, setting the stage for one of the strangest press conferences in sports history.
Due to the various uncertainties surrounding my position as it relates to the team's new ownership, I've decided to resign as the head coach of the New York Jets.
He quit the job he had held for 24 hours.
Once there's something in place, yes. But in my opinion, the circumstances have changed so significantly that it just wouldn't be fair for me to go forward and make a three-quarters, half-hearted commitment with all the questions in the back of my mind and the lack of conviction to make the strong, hard, fast, tough decisions that you need to make as a head coach.
His resignation letter? A cocktail napkin on which he scribbled his intent to resign as HC of the NYJ.
My reaction was, we don't even mean enough to him to actually write out the words. It would have taken too much effort and energy to actually put in the EAD in head and the OACH in coach, and worst of all, the OORKETS.
For lifelong Jets fans, like ESPN's Mike Greenberg, this was too much to take, and the Jets agreed, refusing to let Belichick out of his deal. After a grievance and a lawsuit, the two teams eventually agreed to a trade. The Patriots' number one pick in the 2000 draft, plus a pair of picks in 2001 in exchange for two future Jets picks and the rights to the man who would lead the Patriots for the next generation.
Hopefully this press conference will go a little better than the last one I had. First of all, I want to thank everyone for coming out tonight. I know it's late and short notice. I know the last 3 weeks have probably been trying for all of you, but that's all behind me. I'm tremendously excited to be here, to be a part of the New England Patriots organization. This is a first-class operation. I've had a outstanding experience in 1996 when I was here with the Patriots and with Robert, and I'm thrilled to be part of this organization and to be able to have the opportunity to lead this team.
I like him a lot, and I believe he's the most capable person at this point in time to help us win next year. He's just someone I respect a lot. I think he's very intelligent. He's very diligent and hardworking. He's a student of the game, and he's driven to win.
The opportunity to be in coaching was something that I wasn't sure that I would have as late as 24 hours ago this year. And I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity to have this chance to coach in the 2000 season, along with the two Super Bowl wins. This is a career highlight for me. It's a tremendous opportunity. I'm thrilled to be here and thrilled to be a part of the Patriots organization. I don't know if I can adequately put it into words, but I'm very happy. The shopping list is quite a long one, but the staff, speaking with the members of the current staff, coaching staff considerations, players, salary cap issues, personnel issues, free agencies right around the corner. There's a lot of things that need to be done in a relatively short amount of time, and I'm going to work as hard as I possibly can to get those things done efficiently and in a manner which will give our football team the best opportunity to win. And that's all I really am about, is trying to win football games.
There was the beginning of the salary cap era. He's a great coach. No one, there was never any discussion about his ability as an X's and O's guy. But Robert would say he just gets it. He understands what the NFL is becoming with the salary cap, and that you have to really think about each slot on your roster and have a value associated with it and have a differentiated strategy. Otherwise, you're going to get pulled to the middle of the pack, because the system is really now set up to do that. And there were just other extraneous issues that led to him going down to New York with Bill. But for that three-year period, he kept saying to me, he's like, Belichick should be the one coaching this team. Belichick is the person that – and it's no disrespect to Pete. It's just there were a lot of competing factors when Parcells was done with his time here and the way he finished up and just everybody associated with him. It was hard to know who you could trust and who you couldn't, and we really needed a clean slate. But when the opportunity – came to hire Bill and then to, you know, make the trade that I would argue is a greater trade than, you know, any trade in the history of sports.
Next time on Kraftwerk.
You know, he came down those steps of the old stadium. It's a skinny bean pole. I still can see it. And he had a little pizza under his arm.
Stan starts to run with it. He is down to the five and he's in! Touchdown! Tom Brady!
I said, I'm Tom Brady. I said, I know who you are. Sixth-round draft choice from Michigan. And he looked me right in the eye and he said, I'm the best decision this organization has ever made.